And we are here for, and because I said shoot. anyway, it feels like 7 p.m. because of, you know, the, or it feels like
it is afternoon. 7 p.m.
It feels like the afternoon because the sun that we were going through. But it is me, myself, Riley here, Michaela here. We were waiting on Victor, our other host, to show up, but how have you guys been enjoying this this sun?
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
I've been loving it. Love the sun.
You ain't got no headaches though, bruh?
No, man. You drink water, you ain't got no headaches.
Bruh, I mean, I haven't had no headaches at all, but I mean, it's just been today. I don't know, for some reason, brother, he's just been getting to me. Maybe because I was just at the gym, bro. But I've been drinking my water today, but for some reason, I just got a headache. I don't know why. I have no idea why.
You need to eat more.
Nah, I ate today. I went to this gyro place. Gyro?
Euro.
There you
gyro.
Go.
Gyro.
I went to this gyro place, and I had, like, these, like, fries with, like, chicken on it. It was pretty bomb. Like, I still feel it in my stomach right now. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, bro. I just got a headache. For some reason. I don't know why. I think it's the sun. It's just when you're out in the sun and you're just doing a bunch of things all day and talking, like, you really just get a headache, man. I don't know. Maybe I've just been doing too much stuff today.
Tommy, what have you been doing in the sun today?
I mean, it's just been hot. I've been driving places in the sun.
You have air conditioning in your car.
I do, but you know the air conditioning doesn't work for, like, you know, it takes a while. It takes like 5 minutes for it to really start blasting. When you get in the car, it's always gonna be hot.
Okay, well, I don't like the sun. I want it to go away. I've been doing manual labor at Nadaka Park, Nadaka Nature Park.
Have you been drinking your water out there, though?
No. But speaking of Nadaka Park, I want to tell you guys about this community event that's coming up. It's the 8th Annual Nadaka Community Festival. It's Saturday, August 18th from 12 to 3 p.m. at Nadaka Nature Park on 17615 Northeast Gleason Street in Gresham.
What?
There's free food. There's live music. There's Aztec dancers. There's a scavenger hunt. Live education birds, games and crafts, face painting, free hot dogs and water. And there's people that will be like bilingual there. So families, children and parents are all invited. I'll be working there. Tevin will also be joining me. So come and see us and have fun and support your community.
That's dope. Now, I was going to save this conversation for when Victor pulled up, but because he's too Hollywood, who cares?
Oh my God.
Recently, it's a name of his ape.
You can't say that on the radio.
Oh my gosh. Ape, you know what? Or is it, or This Is America? How do you feel? You a visuals person. You're a video director, man. How do you feel? Do you feel like both those videos compare, or which one is better than the other? Because we've been trying to figure out, I had this debate a couple of days ago, but it's like, is there going to be a video this year that can top This Is America? And the word just got released that Beyonce is trying to film in the ancient Colosseum in Greece. Or in Italy, in Rome, Italy.
Sheesh. I mean, I love both of those videos. I personally couldn't choose, like, a winner between both of them. I know This Is America had, like, a huge
impact.
But even, like, Beyonce and Jay video, like, that was just, like, the highest, like, level of royalty. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, they really rented out that, I don't know how to pronounce that, museum or anything, but they, like, really rented that whole thing out and just had iconic shots. Mm-hmm. And, like, the whole aesthetic of the video was mind-blowing to me, but yeah, I couldn't pick a winner between those two. You just gotta appreciate both videos. Like,
you do, and it's definitely gonna cause some controversy of like who wins and who doesn't.
I think Childish is gonna win.
Oh yeah,
like
without a doubt.
But
you think that he's gonna win over Beyonce?
Yeah,
I think so,
without a doubt.
Really?
I mean, who's like, is it like a,
I don't think that video,
like, who's voting, like, who's the panel of,
well, I mean, it's not, it's the VMAs, but also it's like, oh, there goes Victor now. Oh, Cat wow, McGee and his know. Whole,
like, is it like a, is it like a fan vote?
Nah, like, I think like it's gonna go down.
Like, is it like the Academy again? Like, you know how, like, what's that called? The Oscars, right? Where the Academy, like, votes for.
Well, I mean, it's gonna be the same.
It's not like actual people.
It's gonna be the same as like the VMAs. It's gonna be the same as like the Grammys. I'm talking about music videos for the whole year. So like. Oh, Victor, you just joined us.
Nino.
So pretty much what we're talking about is like, you said what?
Is this microphone on?
Yeah.
No, it's on.
Oh, this?
So pretty.
There's no headphones. Cool.
Wow, but really
pretty much what we're talking about is like, what's going to win video of the year? Or in your opinion? And nah, it's not, you know, he just didn't have no headphones. But here we go right here. We cracking. We all good now.
We good. Yeah.
So pretty much like, we're trying to decide like video of the year. So Beyonce, word allegedly, is trying to shoot a video in the Coliseum in Rome, Italy. But me and my homies just had this discussion as like, who's going to actually win best video of the year? What was the top video of the year this year? Is it Ape You Know What, or is it This Is America?
Based off of all those think pieces that were written about it, I feel like This Is America will be at least like top two in voting. We talk about for VMAs, right?
Yeah, you gotta scoot up to the mic, G.
VMA, I don't know who. Yeah, I don't know how VMAs voting works. Maybe I think it's fan voting.
I think it's fans.
I think it's fan voting.
But what are the fans gonna appreciate more?
They would definitely say This Is America. Over.
You guys are tripping.
Nah.
Who has a bigger fan base? Beyonce. It doesn't matter what song was better, anything. She has the biggest fan base out of anybody.
But the thing is, with Childish, his video,
it was the impact.
Right.
That's
right. Like, with Beyonce, Jay-Z, it was just like, oh, it's another video that they shot in Paris.
In a
they
real rented out place.
Right. It cool. was like. That's okay. how it felt. It was, you know, like, the art style was amazing in that video. But it was like, with This Is America, I don't know. I just feel like that just...
It just blew the internet.
Yeah.
Speaking of This Is America...
And I mean, the song went number one. He had hundreds of millions of views. Like, that's...
All tops.
That, yeah. All impact, tops, like bro. Riley said.
All tops, bro. Speaking of that, it was a blessing. I just got done working with the guy who shot This Is America. It was lit. Bro, it's...
Dope.
I know, bro. It's mad cool. He has a crazy eye. Crazy eye. I've never seen before. And that's how you kind of realize it. Like, it's like you kind of realize like, oh, you know, the director and the editor make magic, but whoever's shooting, bro, you gotta have just that crazy eye. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cause if you could see things in a way that like nobody sees them, like that's why I made This Is America so good. Like he was explaining to me, like, you know, the shot where it was like it's a celly, that's a tool, where it goes, it pans up. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Mm. Bro, he actually said that as he panned up, they literally ran to the next spot and started dancing. So literally they did all that, not the whole video, but they did that one shot where it's like, it's a celly. That's a tool. And then it starts panning up. And then literally like on my Kodak, they literally like ran to the next location so they can make it back there in time and start dancing. I was like, bro, that's wild. That's wild.
I mean,
bro.
Like... I feel like really there weren't any transitions like that. Like there was when he came into the room with the choir.
And he told me the trick for that too. Like they literally like, they would start singing. He would tell them like, they knew in the part of the song, like Hero would say like, all right, drop, like you're playing dead. And that's like crazy to me.
Yeah, it was a lot of one take shots in that.
We should do your next video like that. I mean, we kind of already tried to in a way.
Yeah, in a way.
But I mean, next time we gotta have you choreograph with like dancers and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the back, we'll since you want to show off the dance moves and do the In Your Feelings challenge, man.
I didn't do it.
I was surprised you didn't, bro, because you've been the biggest cat of all time recently, bro.
I didn't want to. I actually can't stand that song right now.
Why?
Me too.
Because it's just it's oversaturated. But like when the album first dropped, I was like, oh yeah, this is the one.
Let him know.
I was like, this should have been the single instead of Nice for What. But
lies.
But here's the thing. Whenever it comes with like these little dance challenges, like that's when the song just, and then like that's why I didn't like Black Beatles. Well, actually, I always thought Black Beatles was anyway. But when they did the little,
is that when people were planking, or is that a
no?
Song?
That was when like you just stand still. Mannequin challenge.
There yeah, whatever. That's the same
yeah.
Thing.
No, it's not. Not even close. But it's like when people did that, then that made me not like the song even more. But then the song goes number one because people are they want to know like what this song is and stuff like that. I need to figure out a song that I can have a dance challenge to.
Has to be like a booty shaker. That's the whole thing. Is that it? Can't be like lyrically like,
but Black
deep.
Beatles wasn't a booty shaker at
yeah,
all.
Those people are just weird. But I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you, this is what it has to be.
This is what you want to do. You want to do a dance?
You get the
challenge?
Girls doing it.
Yeah. You want to? Well, do you want to do it for your song or another song?
Yeah, that's what he's trying to say.
From one of my songs.
Oh, for real?
I'm gonna figure it out.
The coconut oil shawty challenge.
I was actually gonna have one for it. there was gonna be like that was an original idea before the video, but then I kind of just like scrapped that.
So you gonna make your own dance move?
Like people just like lathering coconut oil on or something like different. Like,
you said you burnt one.
That could get really awkward.
No, super awkward. It was
everybody grabbed the coconut oil. And I think so too.
Someone just starts pouring like coconut oil on themselves.
And you already know the sun is out, so it's melted, bro.
Right. My jar is melted.
That's why you put it in the fridge.
I know. I keep forgetting to.
You can't put it in the fridge the whole time, bro. Because it'll get sometimes if your fridge is too cold, it'll get too hard.
Then you take it out and it melts, and then you use it, and then you put it back.
Yeah, I haven't even been using it. I don't use coconut oil in the summer anyway.
What?
I mean, I do, but like,
fraud.
But like, not.
How you gonna make a? Ooh, listen, I'm telling the fans,
nah,
bro.
Listen.
How you gonna make a song called "Coconut Oil Shawty" in
I
the summer?
It,
and he's
I
like,
it.
I don't even use coconut oil
I
in the
use
summer.
It, but like, not. Listen. Hey,
fraud.
Fun fact.
Imposter. Listen, who is this man?
Fun fact of the day: Rope Dude, the girl I was in the video, she don't even use coconut oil.
Sometimes it be
so,
like that.
Does she work at Nordstrom? Because I feel like I see her all the time.
I'm not going to put nobody's business out there. So.
I didn't say, what does she work at the Clackamas Nordstrom? I just said, does she work at Nordstrom?
Oh, no, I think so.
Yeah.
Shout out to Road Dude. That's the home girl.
Don't say anything.
Anyway.
I'm not saying anything.
What y'all been up to? What was y'all talking about other than videos before I came in here?
Where you were.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, nah, we actually talked about your birthday, G.
Hey.
So how's it feel, bro? I feel like you're kind of Victor. We're going to interview you here in this segment. I feel like you're trying to, what, 23?
Yes.
I feel like you're going through...
LeBron kind of, year.
Oh, my gosh.
LeBron year.
I feel like you're going through kind of like this...
glow
stage. Yeah. I feel like it, bro. I feel like it.
It's really weird for you to say.
No, nah, it's not weird, but
because
I can just see
it.
It
doesn't have to be like physically. It could be like mentally. It could be like, you know, progress as an artist, as a person.
I can see it.
Glowing
see
up
it.
Is like a lot of things. I've really been leveling up lately.
I would maybe say that as opposed to glowing up because it's just more like
a female thing.
Whatever. I've been glowing up. Thanks, Tevin.
Like
I appreciate
no,
it.
No, I feel like, but break down like how, like, what do you think you're bringing into this year being 23?
I don't know. I just feel like since college, like every year has significantly gotten better for me. Like just there's progress as a person, as an artist, as like just like everything. As I don't know, I just continue to see like I'm making these giant leaps every year. Every summer I try to do the most that I can.
Mm-hmm. How do you think you've been doing the most this summer?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, what you think?
Yeah, bro, of course. Okay. You've been doing something every week, making moves.
Yeah. I mean like I literally hit up Riley like one day. It's like, yo, I want to do one more video.
I saw.
And
I saw.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, we just, Yeah, I mean, I still got music to record. Summer ain't even over. I still got a month and a half.
How's the album coming along, G?
Good, good. I just replaced some more songs.
Now are we looking at 7 songs?
I think it's going to be 8.
8 songs?
I think 8.
Why 8? Why? What's the reason behind 8?
Because there's one that I just really don't want to get rid of to make it 7.
Like Kobe's number?
No. No, I'm not that big of a Kobe fan. Nah. It's... Yeah, that's all. It's like the songs I have on there. It may end up, one may get taken off.
Possibly. You got 8 right now?
But I'm at 8 right now, yeah.
Bruh, so I don't know if we talked to Riley about it. We talked to Ramsey. Bro, I was at Riley. Me and Victor were talking about it, bruh. But I think for his project, bro, we should do a short film. Like a short film around the 8 songs. So, like, 30 seconds, maybe 30 seconds a minute, 15 seconds. But, like, each song, like, revolves around. Like, if you were to look at your album, mm-hmm. what would be the theme?
Probably is.
You got to have a theme.
Yeah, it's mainly, like, the transition into, like, full adulthood, like, career. Like, this is... I found my lane, mm-hmm. And like this is what I wanted. That's pretty much what it is. It's like there were some. That's why songs have been getting taken off because mm-hmm. I had a lot of songs from the perspective of a college student.
Yeah,
and then it's like if I were to put some of those songs out like on the album, then they would be kind of outdated at this point now that I graduated. So it's like let me put some songs from a perspective of an adult that's on his grind. Mm-hmm. Trying to do so as much as he can, you know.
So is that like capturing you like in a business suit, like heading to work or what?
Nah, but you don't wear a suit to work.
No,
so.
I'm just saying, but you saying the capturing like, the perspective. You capturing this perspective, like I'm seeing it visually, but you're talking about this is how you man it up in the world. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to figure out like as a theme of like how do you see that visually? Like when you see like Lemonade, it's Beyonce like going through these trials and tribulations.
Yeah.
When you see Prima Donna, Chauvin Staples, you see like him dealing with this industry of like being in this industry, his head is getting big, like, you know, he's dealing with all this fake stuff. So I'm just trying to figure out, you say like you're growing up, but it's like, what does that look like visually to you?
That's tough. You're
supposed to give it all away.
I'm
just saying. No,
I mean, this is just like a theme. So like, I don't really know like how visually I can see it.
What do you think, Riley? What's the theme of like he Victor said like he's growing up, he's manning up in the game like Eli, quote Lil Wayne on said that.
What?
Lil Wayne said that. Manning so up in the game weird. Like Eli. That's but nah, so what does that look like visually, bro? Like somebody growing up. And I'm gonna ask you Mikayla after.
I don't know.
I feel like that's just something we gotta sit down and you know, because that's his story, so I can't.
Yeah.
There ain't no, like, template for that.
No, Toss, I feel you on that one, bro. What do you think would happen?
Maybe it's, like, a baby hippo and then, like, a teenager hippo and, like, a grown-up hippo. Or, like, an animal. Like, I don't know what your favorite animal is. That's just mine. But, like, telling it through, like, different stages of life, like, using, like, animals as, like, symbolism.
So, like, the human evolution chart? I go from, like, the primates to
dude,
cavemen. And
that's what I'm saying,
bro. What if we did it like smart. this, to piggyback off that idea, what if we took like a 6-year-old Victor, 13-year-old Victor, and then you now? So like you get like these, whether it's your cousins or we get 2 little kids as actors and we like shoot different stages in your life.
And they're like rapping your songs. That's so that would cute. Be lit. That's so cute.
That would be lit, bro.
That is so cute.
And like, we get your little nephew in it too. Like, he could be like.
Tony, he's a baby. How's he gonna rap?
maybe it's the intro. The intro is like, you know what I'm saying? The intro is like your little nephew, and then like the middle is like the middle maybe is like 6-year-old Victor or like elementary school. Then there's like a high school Victor, and then right now it's currently you. And we just need like 2 kids, 2 little black kids, and then it's like they can rap into the camera, And then, like, you could have them, like, you could do moments from your childhood that you remember, like, in your house, or you could have your mom and dad star in it, and you could have your sister star in it, bruh. And it could just, it's like telling, like, different stories, like, as you're a little kid, like, waking up. And then you could have the little kid, like, rapping in there. There might be certain stories that you're telling.
If your mom, like, raps a little bit, like, everybody's just, like, being you.
And you could have, yeah, bruh. It's like, oh, that, bro, that's lit, hey, bro.
Write this down.
Okay, honestly, just to let everybody on the radio know, I came up with this idea, so I'll need some, like, credit if it gets big.
Okay.
Just FYI.
Okay. What'd you think, Riley?
I'm writing it down right now.
Oh, sure, okay. Bro. Yeah, we just... That would be lit, bro. Little kid singing your rap lyrics, bro, and you could help him direct it, too.
They were doing it at the park already. They were, like, trying to be in the video, remember? Where did we go?
Oh, it was at Woodlawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. They're like,
we love your song.
You could tell, bro. That would be so lit, too. People wouldn't know what to expect, bro.
Well, now they know. It's, like, on the radio.
Oh, I mean, shoot.
Right, yeah, okay. we got to cut this conversation short, and we can talk about this afterwards.
Yep.
I'm with it, bro.
But, yeah, we got, you know, this is how our brainstorming process works to anybody that's listening currently.
It starts off with hippos.
apparently.
Hey, I'm just saying that's how I think about everything.
And then we just you know, bounce ideas off of each other and end up at something that we probably didn't even originally start with.
We probably won't even do this.
Right. There's a lot of concepts that go into, you know, or at least like a lot of ideas that you start with, write down, and then more than likely it's like a combination of everything that you just said.
Factual.
So,
but I think that would be dumb lit.
Yeah.
That's
a good starting point. For sure.
Do you know any kids?
Yeah.
Any dark skinned kids?
I was actually really light when I was like lighter than you when I was younger. Or as like,
We just got to find 2 kids. That's it.
We'll work on it.
I think it'll be lit, bro.
So, yeah.
And we drop it on like a special day in the summer. Or maybe like the night before the album drops. Or maybe you drop the album through that. Like you drop the video first and then the next day you drop the album.
That too. I mean, hey, Coconut Oil Shawty dropped, what was that, September 14th, 17th? One of those days. So we're getting close to that 1-year anniversary.
And then maybe we have a Coconut Oil Shawty like appearance in there, like maybe we just sprinkle that in there somehow, some way.
Yeah, like is this maybe, gonna, it's gonna be on the project.
Like, oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, bro. Well, maybe like the kid is like slapping Coconut Oil Shawty before he starts his day.
That works too. Yeah.
Cool.
So, what's the middle song you got for us, Vic?
Middle song. It's my track. Well, it's a song that I did with Carmen Rivera.
Let's play it and then you can bring it down.
Yeah, all right, I'm featured on the track. It's called Happy Hour. Crazy.
That's and we're back. Bro, can you talk to us?
Really dope.
I feel like I keep hearing curse words.
No.
Maybe you can put your other.
She's a really, really dope artist. I would say one of the top artists in Portland. She has like 5 shows within like the next month and a half. Yeah,
wow.
She's been making crazy moves.
Riley, have you shot her before?
Yeah.
I bet.
And she has a little project going on. Reached out to me and was like, "Yo, you know, I want to do a track with you, and some other stuff that
Clout game?
Me and Carmen been cool for like 2 years now.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't because of the clout.
I've seen your work. I love your work. I'm trying to message you.
Nah, me and Carmen been cool for a minute. We just like picked some beats. I like had like a group of beats to just choose from, and we ended up liking the same one. So I started writing to it. I recorded it. She recorded her verse. She sent it off. Shout out to Peso Bands who produced it. And also Jack. He mixed it and added some additional production, like especially on my verse, with the extra drums and stuff like that to match my flow. Mm-hmm. Insane. That was probably like the best engineering I've heard on my vocals before. Because there was like some stuff like... he added on ad libs that I didn't even record. I was like, boy. Okay, that was dope. So yeah, shout out to both of them. And yeah, it was really just like we didn't want to do a hook and just straight bars, and that's, you know, lit. Both did a nice little 16.
That's lit. Keep it short and sweet, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Short, so it's like sweet. The song is like under 2 minutes. Cool. Super cool. You know, never know. We may perform it soon.
Hey, we'll man, see. As y'all should, bro.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that me and Michaela were talking about today, speaking of bars, do you think of, now we didn't discuss this, do you think of Jay-Z and Beyonce's album, The Carters, do you think they're losing their touch?
When did we talk about this today?
Man, you gotta pay attention.
Like what?
Do you think they're losing their touch? Do you think that we are settling? We claim that this is greatness, but do you think we're just settling for average songs, but we're gassing it up?
Do you think we're supporting black people? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, we are. But I'm saying, is their collaborative album as good as people are making it out to be?
I feel like, okay, so when their album dropped, there's several things.
Or do you think it'll get lost in the summer mix?
It did.
Wow.
It did. I mean, it dropped, like, there was hype that first weekend and then, like, a little bit after, but there's so much music coming out, I feel like they released their album at the wrong time.
Wow.
Although it did take over, like, whoever else came, it was, like, J-Rock and, like, somebody else dropped that same. Nice. Yeah, I knew, who cares about Nas? But J-Rock, he had his shine too.
Yeah,
and
he
so
did.
You know, he had got like a good amount of sales. But like Carters, they did take over that week, mm-hmm. you know, in album sales and went number one. But it was like there was still some big albums coming out the following week, that, and then the week after that, and then there was still one like the week before that too. So it's like, I feel like they kind of got lost in the shuffle, and then now, at least like on iTunes chart, they dropped all the way down in like 46 or something
what?
Like that. Yeah, there, it was like the hype. Everybody was hype about it when the 8 video dropped, yeah. Then the, you know, the song dropped, and then there was like noise about just some other songs on the project. But I feel like nobody listens to the album as much anymore. Because there's just so much music coming out. There's like nothing you can really do about it. And then like music consumption is like low, super low right now. People, well, it's high actually, but as far as like replay value, it's low. Because really? People will listen to an album, they're like, okay, cool, I listened to it. I'm caught up. Next album.
What y'all think?
I love that album.
Real one. The only straight real up. One in the studio right now.
I mean, it was good.
Besides me.
But I just haven't listened to it again since
how
like,
come you like it so
the weekend
much,
it came out.
I mean, I've been waiting for that album because like that album's been like rumored for years. And I mean, it was just nice to see them like finally put something out together. Yeah, because they've done like collaborations in the past, but I mean, yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. I love that album.
I will ask this.
Yeah.
Do you feel like this album came out too late in their career?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I agree.
What you think, Mikayla?
What you think? Beyonce expert.
Yeah.
I think for Jay-Z, yes. I think for her, no.
Well, bro, you got to think about it. He is 50 years old. She is 36.
Chill. It's not that big of a year difference.
No. I mean, it is.
It, like, is, but it's, like, it's not 14 years.
He's like 10 plus years older than
her. Yes, it is.
I don't think it's 14, but he's definitely like at least 10.
Yes, it is.
He's not 50 years old, bro.
You don't believe me?
You make him sound like a senior citizen. Like,
yeah, watch. Siri.
Don't ask Siri.
How old is Jay-Z?
Jay-Z is 48.
That dude is old, bro. What?
Watch this.
Jay-Z is
48. Hold on, wait, watch this. Siri.
Interesting question.
Siri. Hold on, watch this. This is going to surprise you. Siri.
Tony, it's not working.
How old is Snoop?
I have results from multiple leagues.
No, hold on.
Bro, just Google it. Just Google it.
How old is Snoop Dogg?
Any of the
Snoop
same
Dogg
age?
Snoop Dogg is 46.
Jay-Z older than Snoop Dogg.
Oh,
wow.
Dang.
Wait, watch this, though.
He does this for hours at home. Siri. He just asks Siri how old people are.
How old is Beyonce?
I'm here.
How old is Beyonce?
Beyonce is 36.
There you go.
Okay, but honestly, I love her, but she's been 36 for like 4 years. Like, let's be honest.
What?
She has been 34, 36 for like 2 years.
You just said 34.
No, I'm saying like she was like 34 for a couple years, and now she's been like 36 for a couple years. Like, nobody ever talked about her when she was 35. She skipped that year.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying straight up, like, I look this up a lot, and I can honestly tell you, she's at least been said to be 36 for at least a year.
And she's pregnant again.
No, you guys.
No, that's not. What I've been saying.
Actually,
too.
I don't know.
No, you guys keep saying that because it's a bad camera angle. No, Riley can probably speak to this.
Did you not see the second video in a different outfit at a different show? And her
Riley literally could take a video of me right now and I would look pregnant. It's like, whatever. It's like what you eat, it's what you're wearing, it's camera angle, it's everything, it's lighting.
It's not camera angles when you record from a phone. And then she rubbing her belly. Why is she rubbing her belly?
Because she's hungry or something. No. Like, what do you mean? I rub my belly all the time. You guys, all I'm saying is, like, it's what just so, is. Yeah.
Why, no. She's definitely pregnant.
No, she's not, dude.
Bro, what is that, kid number four?
Man, she might be pregnant.
Let me see. Look, I've seen it, but let me see it again.
That's a different video. The first one, I was like, nah, she's not pregnant. But that one, she looks pregnant. Yeah, see? Yep.
Okay, her shirt's tucked in.
Oh my gosh.
Let me see.
She probably just ate some pasta. I'm telling you this, it happens to me all the time. Okay, what you guys have to understand is, and we'll never understand.
Beyonce would not be bloated before her performance. All that moving she does, she's a pro at this. She knows what to eat.
Okay, sorry, I'm just the woman in the room. I don't know anything about women's bodies or anything like that.
Beyonce went on a pasta before.
I'm just saying, you guys, our bodies fluctuate. I'm telling you straight up.
I think she was pregnant.
Okay, that's fine.
Here's the thing. I never believed that Rihanna was pregnant when she was gaining weight. I knew that she wasn't pregnant. I don't know where those rumors came from. That was stupid, but no. Then that...
Yeah, that does look like
It's not our job to judge women and say they look like they're pregnant. I think that's rude, and I think that's sexist.
I mean, I'm not judging It's nobody. Not sexist, but...
I think it kind of is.
But...
It's body shaming. Because when she's not pregnant, then, like, what are all those comments? That's rude. And that's shaming her for, like, what her body looks like right now. She's getting older, like...
She confirmed her pregnancy.
When? Oh, with the four?
With the numbers.
Oh.
Okay, you might be right. Only because she does stuff like that. Right. I don't know. I would say based off of that post, maybe.
She be doing stuff in
but
like
isn't four like the number? Like
yeah,
the
but numbers? That's the thing. But that's the thing. She would have a fourth child because that's their number.
Right.
And exactly. Then she would stop.
Right.
I'm just saying, I kind of get you're coming from.
That
now.
Would make sense.
It could be, but the thing is,
before that, they took her and Jay-Z took a picture together, and it was the number 7. Remember that one?
Yeah.
And then 3 days later, she posted this with the 4. I don't know. You know, Beyonce be posted in code and stuff. Like, she real secretive, but then, like, not at the same time.
Well, nah. Did you watch that documentary, like, where it was, like, she literally, like, waited until it was, like, absolutely time where they were like, all right, you're going to need to start wearing bigger stuff. Mm-hmm. So she hides it for as long as possible until she, like, absolutely needs to.
Yeah.
She was on tour last time when she had Blue. She was on tour with that. So this tour tour excuse is nothing. She can still go on tour and still do it.
Yeah, I mean, if she is actually pregnant, what, like 2 months, 3 months?
If she's
she could definitely tour for it. I mean, like, what, Cardi B was still doing shows when she was, like, what, 6, 7 months?
Yeah, bro.
So... And then it was like she actually had to stop. Yeah, like she had no choice, or else she still would have been.
Last thing she did was Coachella.
Yeah.
So I mean, hey, there you go, child number 4, bro.
I mean, this is the thing you guys need to understand. Like, there's rappers and musicians who are men who are just out here having 7 children, not taking care of them. Stevie J, DMX, whatever. It's like these women have to, like, have their careers and, like, be mothers at the same time, and they're, like, so often told that, like,
they didn't.
No, but I'm just saying, like, they're so often told, like, you know, like, you're not supposed to do that, like, when you're pregnant, like, you're supposed to, like, chill.
Yeah, like, Cardi B would have still been doing shows if she didn't have to. Like, but she was that was like, she was peaking, you know what I'm saying? Like, she, you know, you doing Coachella, you one of the main shows at Coachella, and like, you, it's about to be tour season, you know, like all these summer festivals and everything. And you know, unfortunately, she had to stop, but I know she would have been in all of those, you know, like Rolling Loud, Made in America, and all that stuff.
But I mean, the thing that I was going to ask y'all is, like, now, do you agree with the privacy that they've been having with their twins? Nobody's seen them twins yet, man.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't really see Blue like that.
I feel like we did.
We did see more of Blue at a younger stage, but that we still didn't really see her like that until she was like
four.
Nah, it was before that. Yeah, it was probably like around, it was like late 1 year old stage two. So, I mean,
bro, it's still hard to believe they even have twins, bro.
I know.
I forgot about them.
Yeah.
People have kids.
Get married. I think it's smart. I don't think there's any reason for you to show off your kid all the time. Anyway, like, I wouldn't, if I was in their position, I wouldn't show off my kid either. As simple as that.
I mean, they don't have, like, anything private, you know, except for, like, their family, I feel like.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that they,
so do you think the wrong approach, how to take it, is, like, with what, like, Kim and Kanye have been doing?
No, because it's all marketing.
Yeah. There's situations.
You should know that.
Their situation is different. Like, they have to show their face.
Right.
For the money to come in. Beyonce and Jay-Z, they don't have to. They do a lot of stuff behind the scenes anyway. Right. So.
That's true.
They have a completely different way of making money, you know. So
I don't know.
And I never really cared about, like, I have to see this person. This,
I mean, I don't either.
Child.
But I just be like, yo, y'all got twins. Like, you know, I forgot they even had kids. Like, I know Blue, but it's like, I didn't even know they had twins. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it right there.
Didn't she have a picture of the twins in her hand?
From what I heard, those were fake twins.
No, the pregnancy after she had them. Those were them.
Oh no, nah, I'm talking about like.
Oh, there was another picture or something like that. And
I'm talking about the ones that they had.
It's from the tour.
From her tour.
Yeah. I read that those are fake too. I don't know.
Yeah, like.
It could be possible. I mean, I would do the same thing. That's genius.
You know, people would be trying to get mad. Like, I think there was a lot of controversy behind like those like those not safe for work pictures that they took her, and they were like, man, they need to stop acting like Jay-Z is like a sex symbol, or Beyonce does. I'm like, bro, y'all cold for that, bro.
I mean, it's just, it's
y'all real cold,
like,
for
whatever.
That.
Who cares? I don't care. Do what you gotta do.
I don't know.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Those pictures that I showed you.
In the bed,
on the beach, and wherever they were in a field or thing or something like that.
Well, just the ones of them like
in the bed.
Yeah, in the bed.
I mean, they're married. They're in love. Like,
right.
He doesn't have to be attractive to anybody but her.
Right. And it's all part of promotion for the album and for the tour.
In a book, bro.
And for the tour, yeah.
Yeah. I know even.
Real quick, that was another thing I was going to get to for the album. The fact that they released it about four shows into the tour.
Yeah, that's burnt out. Everybody that
I
went
feel
to the shows.
So bad for those people who
that's
went to
cold.
Those earlier shows and
that's
had
cold.
To listen to old songs.
That's cold, bro.
I felt so bad for those people.
That's
like, I would want my money back.
No. Have you ever been to a Beyonce show?
No.
Dude, it doesn't matter. She could be singing the Star Spangled Banner the whole time, and it's like crazy. I was crying at the last one.
We knew that they were going to release an album.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that's what would upset me, is like we were expecting an album and you don't release it until after the show that I attended. Like, I would be upset.
But from the videos I've seen, they haven't really even performed the songs from the album. Like, a couple, but
probably,
not a lot.
Yeah.
Bro, because they know that album is not like, bro, I'm telling you, that album is, I know you said you loved it, Riley. I respect that. But I just feel like,
hater.
I'm not hating. The album is great, but I'm just saying that I don't think it's hidden that well with folks.
Because it's not rah-rah, and it's not drug dealing and all that other stuff. It's about, like, actual stuff people go through. Besides, like, killing and, like,
I'm not
crazy.
I'm not saying that. I can make an album about me right now.
It was a good way to close the trilogy that they had with each perspective,
yeah.
You know, with 444 and then Lemonade, like, it was a perfect album to just, like, close that.
This may be the last one. They might just close it on this one, bro.
No, I think Beyonce got one more album. I feel like Jay-Z, I don't think Jay-Z's going to release another album, at least anytime soon. If he does, it'll be his last one.
He'll be 60 years old releasing an album.
Right. He doesn't, Jay-Z doesn't need to release any more music.
Nah,
bro.
They just need to focus on business.
Yeah.
How about their family?
And raising kids.
Like, and family, right. Like, he's like, about to be 50. Like,
yeah, y'all
you
need
know,
to be
he's
cool,
already
bro.
Old. Like, he's going to be one of them super old parents and can't run around with his kids when they're teenagers.
There's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes, like, that happens because people can't have kids. Like, we don't want to judge. Because there's probably people listening that, like, might be older parents and, like, they had to try.
I mean,
like,
I'm not saying anything against those people, but it's just, like, I feel like you want to be young when you're with your kids.
I'm sure you want to.
But, like,
be,
as business-oriented as they have been in their whole careers, you know, they haven't really had a chance to.
Well, she had a miscarriage.
Slow down and, well, yeah, true.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, bro, regardless, bro, like, how I see it is, like, it's going to come a time, bro, where it's just, like, they're going to go ghost for a while. And you're going to start seeing Beyonce and Jay-Z executive producing some type of film.
Yeah, I mean.
And Jay-Z's already done.
Yeah, well, yeah, he already did with the Khalif Browder story.
Yeah, I mean, Beyonce hasn't done, no, like, she has, like, her own production company. So,
yeah.
It's coming soon.
Yeah.
It's coming soon.
I mean, she's also managing other artists, like,
right.
Chloe and Holly, like. I mean,
she's managing them.
Well, not personally, but like
she like mentors
like, Park,
them.
Park, yeah, they, yeah, yeah.
But do you think they'll reach that status? Are they really that good?
I mean, they seem to have like a nice little following.
Yeah, that
Michaela said their performances suck.
They're not good live. They need to work
really
harder.
I saw a video and they were really good live.
Which one was it? Because
it was the one. It wasn't a part of the On the Run tour. It was like. I forgot who it was for, but it was they were like sitting down performing.
Yeah, when like, they're not doing the most, their vocals are amazing.
Yeah, because
they
can actually sing.
Yeah, but when they're trying to like do like Beyonce stuff, like dance and like do like weird acrobatic like,
it's not working.
Yeah, it's like dude, no.
Relax. Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. It's like they have a big following, but their like music sales don't reflect their big following. It's weird. It's like whenever their music drops,
cause they're not.
It's like on the hush. Like it drops and then they don't do numbers.
Do they even have videos?
Yeah,
they do. Yeah, and their videos are great.
Cool.
They have really good visuals.
Yeah, because bro, you got Parkwood Entertainment behind them. Of course they're gonna be dope.
Of course, right? But it's like I don't know what they were in. What was that show called?
Grown-ish,
yeah. You know, they're on TV. They're performing late night, late night shows.
Would you say the PR is even good, bro? Or do you think
they're
just
still trying to figure out, like,
maybe,
what their...
Right. And then also, like, one of them just graduated from high school. So maybe that could have been holding them back from doing certain things.
Yeah,
it's
Hallie. She's the younger one.
Yeah. So I don't know. And I mean, they're still both, like, coming of age. Like, they're still really young. So I don't
know. What'd you think, Riley?
I don't even know who we're talking about.
Oh, he's, like, looking around, like, what?
I'm just like,
nah, it's these two girls. They're under Beyonce's label. They were in Grown-ish, and they're like supposedly they were twins, but
no
they were never
twins.
They were just two light-skinned sisters, and everybody thinks that light-skinned girls are twins and sisters.
They do look a lot alike, but actually they don't really look a lot alike now that I think about it.
One of them is a little bit more
Tevin.
What? What was I gonna say?
I don't know.
But
that's
yeah,
enough
they,
of that.
they got their start covering songs on YouTube.
Okay. Same, who everybody does. Apparently, LMI, bro.
She was on Instagram though.
Yeah. But I mean, they were doing. I mean, before. I mean, they were. I don't think they were on Instagram like that. They were on YouTube.
Who?
Chloe and Holly.
Chloe and
Holly. That's what I said. Yeah, they was on YouTube. But they did. The one that really made noise was when they covered Beyonce's song, Love on Top.
Yeah, because they sound like her.
Yeah. They did Love on Top, and then that video just, like, blew up out of nowhere, and then...
She just discovered them.
Yeah.
It was over.
Yeah. And I mean, they're, like I said, they're amazing vocalists. But I don't know if they really can take it to the next level. I don't know. Something.
What's the next level? Twerking.
Oh my gosh. No,
that's coming never, from
the rapping gr- about.
That's never
coming the from
level.
The girl who said, you got to have some booty twerking.
No, I'm just saying there's different lanes. Like everybody should be able to be in their own lane. Like they should have to change.
I'm just
there's
saying, as far
twerking.
As far as like, they're the lane that they're in of like they're in more of like the R&B with the people who can actually sing. Like there's an R&B people who can actually sing, and then there's like that like trap R&B but people who can't really sing like that. So they use like vocal effects, or they're studio singers. That's what it is. Yeah. You got studio singers and you got like the actual singers.
So would you put Chloe? I feel like there's like a small little category. Like I would put Georgia Smith in that category. Chloe and Hallie. I'll put her.
I'll put her.
In her. I'll put I'll put not a woman, but Daniel Caesar. He's in that category. Yeah. It's like there's this little pocket of artsy like type of like, you know, black musicians that are just killing it, like, and they have like a small little niche crowd, you know.
Yeah.
That I don't know if they'll go.
I feel like
that
is like around the same.
You know what I mean? It's like they're all like in that little like they can really sing, they're artsy, like it's like they're all
maybe
like,
I don't know what's maybe gonna take. Maybe it's songwriting. I don't know. It may be songwriting. You said PR. I think that they don't really get a lot of coverage, or at least like a marketing.
Well, why did
big enough
so
marketing
why did
push.
Why did LMI blow up so quickly?
Because she works with Chris Brown and DJ Mustard, and she was also like an Instagram sensation.
But what about?
But
I mean,
not,
but
like,
she's working with Beyonce.
But like
though.
The song blew up a whole year after. We remember we talked about this, like how it is. That was because of social media.
So do you think they're not utilizing social media that well then? Because
but social, the same type of artist.
Right, it's completely different. So and then like social media is so hit and miss. Like it was just the fact that she released her music video a whole year later, and then people on social media are talking about the song, and then the song just blows up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, she just released it at the right time. Like that's a summer song.
It was literally a meteoric rise. Like that was like one song. I don't think I've seen a song blow up. No, I have. But, like, I mean, not songs. Songs don't really do that.
Yeah.
You know, blow up that quick.
It was on everywhere. It was on the radio,
right.
All that.
Everywhere.
I was like, who is this girl?
A whole year after? Like, that's insane to me. That still is, like.
It's probably insane to her.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, bro,
she
like,
was pictured. She was tweeting, like, so, like, she couldn't believe it. You know,
yeah.
She messed it up though. She messed up the momentum of the song by releasing that trash remix with Nicki Minaj and Quavo. But
she's
that's
just
all
excited.
No, that's all the label's doing.
Yeah, and that's she's excited probably.
But I mean, picture, bro. I was like always. I was like, bro, picture this: you stressing one day about rent, how you gonna eat, and then the next minute, like every time I see like Lil Pump, for instance, like you, I was watching that J. Cole interview with him. He's like, bro, like picture you just. You make a song in your garage, like I think it was like what the Gucci Gang, like all that, and then all of a sudden, like next thing you know, like you in Spain, like chilling.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
that,
imagine that transition, like mentally, bro. Like I wouldn't know what to do, bro.
I mean, same with like Yachty, dude was like 18, just graduated high school, and the song that was like another social media thing. Yeah, mm-hmm. Kayleon, the dude, like put it in his video. He already had like a good following. Everybody's like, oh, what's this song you using? He let people know a song blows up. It was one night. And then they also had like Cold Like Minnesota. And then next thing you know, this dude is on tour already. And it's like he's talked about it too.
Kanye's fashion show.
Right. He's talked about it too. It's like I never expected that to happen so fast. Like, you know, you're so young.
But do you think that's good for overnight success when you're so young? Because that's the thing I was listening in that Lil Pump interview with Cole. It was like, bro, it happened so fast.
I feel like it depends.
On the person.
On the person and the team that they have, you know, like there's some people where it can happen so fast and then they don't know what to do because they don't have mm-hmm. the right type of mentoring or like the team to guide them and be like, yo, this is how we need to capitalize on this.
Yeah.
You know, like I was just talking in a group chat. I know we're going to wrap up soon, but like Shiggy with the whole In My Feelings challenge.
Yep.
So he's got his little 15 minutes of fame right now. He's hanging out with Drake. Drake supposedly gave him 250K, things like that. A song goes number one. But Shiggy, I don't think he's one of those people that will be able to capitalize on this.
What does he even do?
He's just an IG comedian. Like, that's literally what... And he doesn't really have, like... He's not a person that can go and have, like, a comedy show, like, and be on stage. Yeah. Like, he's not one of those people.
He's going to be on Wild N' Out, dude.
That's exactly what I told him. I was like, he's going to be on Wild N' Out. People will forget about him in 2 weeks. Like,
but you know who's not getting a lot of clout, who should be for that song? The girls who are actually sampled on that.
Oh, City Girls?
Yeah, bro. They're not getting no love.
I mean, like, people who listen to them, they know.
I didn't even know who it was, bro.
Oh, I did, just because they was on Quality Control. But then I found out that was on Quality Control.
Yeah, I was like, they got Quality Control.
But they're going to build off of that, too. Yeah. It's Coach K at Quality Control. Smart, bro. Genius. So, yeah. There's a lot, man.
Go ahead, man.
Music industry, everybody, crazy.
You guys, go ahead.
Say entertainment industry is crazy.
Riley's, like,
crazy.
Over it.
Nah, man. What y'all got to say?
Riley just chilling.
You guys are rude.
This final piece, what y'all got to say to the audience, man?
This is my song. Delight, Jeremiah, Ty Dolla $ign.
What?
This song is amazing.
Wait, I need to hear this.
You never heard this song?
I love Ty.
They're about to release an album sometime this summer. Ty.
Yay.
All right. CC Radio.
Good
show, y'all.
Good show.